The day of prayer for the church in China comes in the wake of a devastating earthquake there that has killed over 60,000 people and left at least 5 million homeless. It's China's worst natural disaster in 30 years, and a massive relief operation is underway to help the stricken population in the southwestern province of Sichuan. Among foreign aid workers who have flown to the affected area to help coordinate the distribution of relief supplies is Christina Grave of Caritas Germany, who is based in the Chinese city of Chengdu, where the overall relief operation is centred. She told me that the plight of the earthquake victims is still very serious.
The situation is still bad. People are still in really big need of tents and even of food. People tell us they need rice. I think the relief operations are doing well, and so we can do a lot of things, so we can help a lot. We can really reach the people in the villages because we are working together. We as Caritas Germany, we work together with a Chinese partner organization, and so we can be sure that we really reach the people.
And how would you describe the morale, the mood of the people you come into contact with, the survivors? Are they, you know, still very much traumatized? Tell me something about what they're saying and what they're feeling.
I think they are still traumatized because they are all in great fear of another earthquake. Everywhere here in the province, the people are sleeping outside. Even these people who haven't lost anything, who have still their houses, they all sleep outside. Even in Chengdu, in a modern city, people are sleeping in tents in front of the shopping malls and everywhere, also in front of the church, because they think they feel safer there.
And can you tell me how Catholics in China have reacted? I mean, are they helping their brothers and sisters in need? Tell me a little bit about what Catholics and church organizations are doing.
I can tell what our Catholic organization, partner organization, is doing together with us. Immediately after the earthquake, a few days later, we already were able to send out 46 volunteers, Catholic sisters and lay people. And these people are working in the disaster areas. They work in the medical sector. They provide psychological help. And, yeah, they help wherever help is needed. They even do the disinfection work. Yeah, there's really a great response of the Catholic people here. But, yeah, we cannot just go out and provide tents or rice or anything. We all need authorization. And we, Caritas Germany, together with our partner organization, we have the authorization now.
And what's the situation like on the ground? Is there a lot of visible destruction around? Because I gather there's some concern that there's been some new lakes formed because the rivers have been blocked because of landslides. Is there a lot of concern about that?
Yeah, there is a lot of concern because there are still a few earthquakes. There were a lot of earthquakes after the big earthquake, and there are a lot of landslides, and this causes really a lot of problems for the rescue teams. I heard more than 100 rescuers have been killed already. Yeah, and the disaster area is really, really big. Someone told me it's like the whole country of France. When you go to the really destroyed areas, it's really hard to describe because it's so shocking. The whole scenery looks like in a really science fiction because you come to a town and there's nothing left, really nothing. You cannot even imagine the houses.
Tomorrow, there's going to be a special day of prayer for the church in China that was, as you know, an initiative of Pope Benedict. Do you know, amongst the Catholics that you come into contact with in Chengdu, are they planning to mark this event in any way?
I can say in these days the church and the area around the church here in Chengdu is packed with people all the time. As I told you already, people are sleeping in front of the church because they feel safer. And maybe I can say another interesting and nice thing. I met a Buddhist man in the hospital. He was injured in a Buddhist temple, and he told me after the earthquake, he really thinks all people here in China pray together and think that they are still alive. Before, he did not think like this, he told me, and this, I think, was nice to hear.
I know that one of the saddest things about this earthquake is the fact that so many children have been lost. Many schools collapsed in the earthquake. And of course, with the Chinese authorities only allowing couples to have one child, does it mean there is a lost generation? Have you spoken to people who've lost perhaps their only child in this earthquake?
I haven't spoken to a family who lost the only child, but I mean, there are still so many people missing. You cannot even say how many children are dead. You cannot say how many children lost their parents. What I heard is a great response of people willing to adopt. They had to make a special hotline for register people who are willing to adopt an orphaned child.
So do you think the Chinese as a whole have really been very generous in offering help, be it in the form of financial donations or material goods like food or tents, to the victims of this disaster?
I think so, yes. And it's good to see that now that they notice they have still a big need of tents, for example, that the Chinese government announced this, that they are in need of tents. As soon as we heard that the government is asking for help in form of tents, we could organize 2 aid flights with altogether 4,000 tents, and they will arrive here on Tuesday.
I was speaking there to Christina Grave of Caritas Germany, based in the Chinese city of Chengdu.